Ethereum whales stack 1741 meme ETF. Hit 9-week accumulation high. Ethereum wallets holding at least 100,000 ETH have grown their combined position to 17.41 million tokens, a 9-week high, according to on-chain data flagged by Cointelegraph early on May 29, 2026. The accumulation is happening into weakness. ETH is trading at $2,002 as of May 29, 2026, down 0.6% on the day and 6.14% over the past week. At current prices, the 17.41 million ETH controlled by this cohort is worth roughly $34.9 billion. That is a meaningful slice of the asset's $241.6 billion market cap and concentrates a growing share of supply in the hands of wallets that historically move slowly. The accumulation pattern. The cohort being tracked is narrow. These are addresses that hold at least 100,000 ETH each, a threshold that filters out almost every retail wallet and most active trading desks. Holdings at this level usually sit with institutional treasuries, exchange cold storage, staking providers, foundations, and a handful of long-term individual holders. A 9-week high in this group's total balance means the net flow has been inbound for roughly 2 months. They have been adding while many other cohorts have been distributing. Retail confidence has weakened alongside the price, and short-term futures positioning has been heavy on the sell side. The cohort with the deepest pockets is moving in the other direction. That divergence is the data point worth noting. Whale accumulation during weakness is not, on its own, a signal that the bottom is in. It is a signal that the largest holders are not the marginal sellers driving price action this week. Price context as of May 29th, the wider crypto market is sitting in fear territory. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index reads 33 as of May 29, 2026, well below the neutral 50 line. Bitcoin is at $73,355, down 1.0% on the day, down 5.41% on the week. Solana at $81.72, BNB at $634.45, and XRP at $131. Ether's drawdown is broadly in line with the rest of large-cap crypto rather than a coin-specific story. Ether's price weakness has coincided with several pressure points that we have covered in the past week. Futures open interest hit a record 16 million ETH, just as price slipped under $2,000. BlackRock's iBet printed a $1.3 billion block trade on the same session that saw $733 million in net spot Bitcoin ETF outflows. And Bitcoin briefly broke $75,000 on $150 million in long liquidations. Against that backdrop, the whale buying looks contrarian rather than confirming. The largest balances are growing while the most leveraged positions are getting unwound. Composition matters more than the headline number. A 9-week high in the 100K plus ETH cohort can come from genuinely new positions, from existing holders consolidating coins across fewer addresses, or from staking providers receiving new deposits. The on-chain top-line number does not separate these cases. Beacon Chain deposit addresses, Lido and Coinbase staking contracts, and large CEX hot-to-cold rotations can all add to the same bucket without representing fresh demand. The cohort also includes the Ethereum Foundation and known protocol-level addresses. Vitalik Buterin disclosed last week that 90% of his net worth is still in ETH and that the foundation is positioning itself as a smaller, leaner organization. Those balances are part of the data set, even though they are not market participants in the usual sense. The point is not to dismiss the number. It is to read it for what it is. A balance sheet snapshot, not a directional trade signal. The honest takeaway is that the largest holders are not selling into this drawdown, and the supply they hold is becoming a tighter share of the float at the margin. Implications for Ether holders. For wallets that spend ETH through cards or self-custody rails, the immediate effect of price movement is on cashback dollar values and on the cost basis of the next on-ramp. A reader who funds a self-custody card from an ETH balance is now buying fiat at a worse rate than 2 weeks ago. That is the only practical near-term consequence of the price level itself. The whale data is a longer horizon input. It tells you that supply concentration at the top is increasing, not decreasing, into the drawdown. It does not tell you when the trend reverses,